الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد The Mubarak cheeks of our Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sayyiduna Hind Ibn Abi Hala Radiyallahu Ta'ala Anhu narrates that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had soft cheeks. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr and Sayyiduna Abu Huraira Radiyallahu Ta'ala Anhuma both report that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's cheeks were extremely fair in complexion. Note, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Mubarak cheeks were neither sunken nor chubby, rather they were in perfect proportion to the frame of the face. They were clear and bright in complexion, unlike many people who have varied shades of skin, or whose skin changes its texture due to aging, etc. Similarly, hair never grew on Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's upper portion of his cheek, which is a trait of perfection in this instance. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. The Mubarak ears of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sense of hearing was very refined. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said to them, I see that which you cannot see, and I hear what you cannot hear. The skies are creaking, and rightfully so. There is not even a space of four fingers in the sky, but an angel is to be found placing his forehead in prostration to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Sayyiduna Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once in the orchard of the Banu Najjar when his animal suddenly diverted from its course and began behaving strangely. It almost threw Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam off. Suddenly they noticed a few graves situated there. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired if anybody knew about the details of its inmates. A certain person responded that he had information about its inmates. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired about the period of their demise, and he said that they had passed away in the condition of shirk that was in Jahiliyyah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, this ummah will be punished in their graves. Had I not feared that you would eventually desist from burying your dead, I would have arranged for you to hear the punishment which I hear. Note, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to hear and see what others could not hear and see. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam would see the angels in his gatherings, but others could not see them. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam would receive revelation and hear it being transmitted, whilst those around him would not even have a clue about what was happening. There were occasions when certain Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum heard a sound like the buzzing of a bee, whilst revelation was being transmitted to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was passing by two graves, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed them that the inmates were being punished. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.